Hi, friends, and welcome to Joy Is Now, the podcast where we take a psychologically minded look at life. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson Schaefer, psychotherapist, consultant, and resident psych enthusiast. Joy Is Now is sponsored by listeners like you. Visit patreon.com/LisaAndersonSchaefer to join the community and become an ongoing patron of the podcast. A special thanks to my Joy patrons, along with my sweet affiliate friends at Osea, the makers of clean seaweed skincare. Save 10% on your Osea purchase with the code JOYISNOW10. Why good things come in threes, psychology and the path. Anyone out there remember Choose Your Own Adventure books? Turns out they still exist. How cool is that? I used to love these books, and true to form, would choose all the adventures. How could anyone just settle on one adventure and not want to experience all of them was beyond me. Give me all the adventures. That sounds fun. What I love most about those books is the deep existential messaging it presented to unknowing teens. Different choices, different paths, different conclusions. Is each one a parallel existence? Is it sliding doors? Or is there only one option, one conclusion? A butterfly flaps its wings sort of thing. It's brain melt. And really fun to think about the greater themes at play that were presented to a very much growing mind. The books have come to mind lately as I have been focusing on the creation of mental health tools, or we can call them tips, practices. I'll let you decide. The point being, we need tools now. If you haven't noticed, we're in the midst of what I would call a very real mental health crisis. And this crisis is not going to just disappear. We will be unraveling the impact of a world pandemic for years to come. I imagine maybe in the next 20 years, we will have a better understanding of the impact, but until then, we remain in kind of a triage mode. That's not to say we are all living from a place of scarcity and panic all the time, but the stress is real. People need therapy, and a lot of it. And by people, I mean like all of us. But that's neither a reasonable or accessible request for each and every one of us, nor is it a reasonable request for the profession to meet. There are only so many clinicians, and so many of us. And we will eventually burn through clinicians. As a culture, we don't seem so great at preventing those kinds of scenarios. So, we need to include in our solution to this crisis getting tools in the hands of the people. People like you and me. Practices we can engage in that help. Even if it is just a little bit, even though tools are not a complete replacement for therapy. Remember, a little can be a lot. Therapy is the ultimate solution, but let's pay some attention to all the steps in between. And the spaces before, during, and between therapy are pretty vast. And these vast spaces in between are where I'm interested in hanging out right now. In the search for tools, ideas, and exploring this in-between space, I've been thinking a lot about response and reaction. The moment after we are presented with an idea, challenge, scenario, what happens next? When do we react and what shifts a reaction to a response? No doubt, doing the work brings about the possibility of a response. This is one of the most profound results of therapy. It takes time and is a slow burn, but sooner or later, a deeper understanding of ourselves yields the ability to respond and react. I don't want to cast reaction as the villain. It's not. We need him. But most of the time, conjuring up response instead is beneficial to all involved. But like I said, we have to look at cutting the line a bit here, offering ways to connect the slow burn result of therapy in a more directed way. Therapy, yes, but also shortcuts. Both can exist together, and neither one dilutes the power of the other. When I began to break down my own analysis of how I behave when approached with an idea, challenge, scenario, I distilled my response/reaction down to a few basic steps, a choose-your-own-adventure, so to speak. I'm calling it the big three. Here's what that looks like. Our response to a set of circumstances, whether they be opportunities, conflict, feedback, both invited and uninvited advice, and so on and on, grant us three distinct opportunities. One. Accept or reject. The hell yes or the hell no, I'm sure you've heard of. Two, consider. And three, adopt. These choices, or flavors, if you will, can be used as a kind of filter or funnel. Everything starts with number one, and depending upon the answer to that, you move on to two and three or not. So what does this look like in real time? Well, here's a very simplified example. Let's imagine your team is meeting to review a client proposal. You are lead on the project and have presented the final draft of the deck to a room of engaged coworkers. You receive several kinds of feedback and run them through the big three. The first bit of feedback sounds like this. Great job, Lisa. All the points we discussed, including for this client, were clearly addressed. Your tone and timing is right on. I wouldn't change a thing. Go forth. All right. So let's run this through the big three. Number one, accept or reject. I think we can all agree this is super duper positive feedback. The initial reaction might be to give it a hell's yes, the end, move on. This definitely seems more like a hell's yes than a hell no. However, not changing a thing feels good to hear, but is that really what's best for the client? Maybe. Here's where you have two choices. Either fully accept the feedback as is. This would be more of a reaction based upon how good it feels to be finished with something that has taken a lot of work. And also, hello ego, we like recognition for a job well done. But it is also possible that we could move this feedback through number two, consider. Here we would consider the accuracy of the feedback. Does a presentation really feel finished to us? Is there anything we want to improve upon? Weigh this feedback against other feedback from the group. Consideration requires a pause in time and thought, moving us more from an emotional reaction to a response framework. After consideration of this feedback, we then move it through number three, adopt. Here we choose to either adopt the feedback and agree, hell yes, this presentation is indeed finished and ready to go, or adopt the idea that it doesn't need a bit more work. Here's what needs to change. Let's flip the script with some super negative feedback. Imagine hearing, wow, are you kidding me? I don't like the graphic on slide three. It totally ruins the whole thing for me. I didn't even listen after that. You'll lose the client with this one. Wow. Okay. I heard that a lot in art school, but let's run this gem through the big three. Number one, does this sound like a hell yeah or a hell no to you? Now, I imagine depending upon the day and how you're feeling, it could be either. Here's where this gets interesting. The important thing to remember is that either of those is a reaction. So let's look at it both ways. Your immediate reaction is a hell no. And yeah, this is probably a sound reaction. The feedback doesn't really seem to have to do with the overall presentation at all. Alternatively, a vulnerable self might react with a hell's yeah. With a mindset of, I do not deserve this position at work. I'll totally blow it with this presentation. I do not even know what I was thinking. Again, a reaction, not a response. So let's run both of these through number two, consideration. Either way, consideration requires us to separate fact from emotion. And maybe the feedback was more of a reaction than a response to begin with. Was there anything in there that we could consider void of emotion? Perhaps the feedback about the graphics. That might deserve consideration. A question to the group about the graphics in general. There's an idea. Is there any agreement there? What do you think about the graphics? Then, through three, adopt. What's left? Was there anything in the feedback worth adopting? Maybe the graphics feedback matched others' point of view. Maybe it didn't. A plan to let it go or adapt the idea would happen here. Now, it's challenging to illustrate this concept in pure podcast form, right? What it really deserves is a role play type of situation, I think. And I'll figure out how to make that happen. But for now, try it out and let me know how it goes. One, accept or reject. Two, consider. Three, adopt. The big three. I'll be talking about it more on Instagram at Lisa Anderson Schaefer, so pop in and let me know what you think. In the meantime, go ahead and choose your own adventure. And thank you for being here. This has been Joy Is Now with me, Lisa Anderson Schaefer, LMFT. You can find me for hire at lisaandersonschaefer.com and patronage support for this podcast and the These Three Things project at patreon.com/lisaandersonschaefer. You can also follow along with my musings at Lisa Anderson Schaefer on Instagram. I'd love it if you shared Joy with friends and introduced others to Joy with a 5-star rave review on Apple Podcasts. It's quick and easy and feels like a sweet virtual high five. See you next time.